Father, we are just so grateful to You. In the precious name of Your Son, Jesus, we come right before the throne of God. Lord, thank You that Your countenance is upon us. Lord, thank You that You're satisfied with the blood of Your Son. Lord, we come in boldly today, singing praises, making melody in our hearts to You. Lord, we're loved. We're loved by the Father. We're loved by the Son. We're so thankful that there's such great love that You have shown. Lord, let us grow up into it in all things, Lord, to know the love of God in every dimension. God, thank You that we're becoming attentive to You, Lord Jesus. God, help us to tend upon You without distraction, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful again for Your patience with us, God. Lord, Your long-suffering. Hallelujah. Lord, because it's Your plan, and it's Your purpose, and it's Your provision, Lord. And praise be to God, it's Your power and Your might alone. Lord, we ask for the power of Your might today. God, send Your Spirit, Lord. Quicken us. Shed Your love abroad in our hearts. God, let us go from here singing, Lord, increased in love and grace and truth and peace and rest. Lord, we're just again thankful beyond because Your love is so. Open up Your word to us today. Let us have a feast upon You. God, may we magnify the name of Jesus alone, and it's in that name we pray. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going back to the book of Luke. We're going to read from the second chapter, the birth of Jesus Christ. We'll begin reading from verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed. Can you imagine they had to do that too then? Huh? Come on now. Quit your moaning. Let's render unto Caesar what Caesar's, huh? Peace and rest. All right. That's a different sermon. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that they should be delivered, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. And that word tidings means the gospel. I bring you the good gospel of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Now pay attention to this. Here we go. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. But get a load of this. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Oh my. Some wondered, some pondered, but the shepherds were glorying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And I'm going to tell you, man, I love these shepherds. They have a special place in my heart. They got free. They got free, brothers and sisters. And why did they get free? Because all the fetters fell off. They left it all behind. They didn't care. Praise be to God, this group of shepherds, like a dear sister, I appreciate how marvelous God is. She didn't know what I was speaking on. And this morning when I got up, I always like to do this because I get some sweet prayers and encouragement sometimes in the morning before I come to preach. And I open up my email and there was about the shepherds. And what a lowly bunch the shepherds were. That they were despised by men. That they weren't accepted. They were the dirty job people. They're just out there watching over the sheep when the Lamb of God was about to come. Hallelujah. See, they knew there was something about those sheep. And hallelujah, dear God, thank you that you take care of your sheep. Christ Jesus, you are the shepherd. He is the shepherd of our soul. But all the fetters fell off, brothers and sisters, and they went a-glorying. And it's because they went now. Read that there. Let us now go. See, there was no delay in these guys. They made haste. They were quick to believe because the Lord was coming. The Lord's coming. These are the things that we have seen and heard, and the Lord is coming. And we got to get going. We've got to meet Him. And they were called and they were chosen, and there was a message that was given to them. And they responded to that message, brothers and sisters. Let us go now. How many times over and over in the Word of God, the ones that would take the better place were the ones that would get at the feet of Jesus now. Oh, you can go tend around the house, Martha, you can go do all those things. But I'm going to get at the feet of Jesus now. As He said, the poor is always going to be with you. All these things are going to be with you. But me, you're just going to have me a little while. Brothers and sisters, our life is but a vapor. At best, it's a vapor. I still believe that vapor is going to be a half a vapor or a quarter because Jesus Christ is about to come and His wife hath made herself ready. And He's on the door. He's on the door of your heart and He continues to knock and knock and knock and knock. I'm coming. I'm coming. The Spirit continues to talk to you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, help this to be the day that we really respond. And as that sweet sister said, I will go. The family can pull at you. A lot of things can. Well, can't you stay with us just one more night? What happens if the shepherds would have stayed there one more night? Their time would have been gone. He's dealing with us today. Today is the day of your salvation, brothers and sisters. Today. This is what counts is right now. It's not, well, I'm going to get this in order today and I'm going to worship God tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to have tomorrow. And you don't know how the Spirit's going to deal with you tomorrow. Paul passed by many a city. As we read last week, he didn't come to baptize. Oh no, he came to preach the gospel of Christ. And there's ones that are wanting and needing to be fed the gospel of Christ. As he said, brothers, you go your way. But for me, I'm going to take care of the churches. I'm going to go back to those brothers and sisters of like precious faith. I've been here with these Corinthians, and boy, what a bunch of squirrels they are. They love the Lord, but they don't have a passion for the heart of God. They're not making straight the way. They're not saying, let us now go. They're messing around with a lot of form and circumstance. Come on, that's right. Is it going to be wood, hay, and stubble? Or is it going to be gold, silver, and precious stone? And that's all Paul's heart desire was, wasn't it? Let me get back to Ephesus. Let me get back to that Philadelphia saint. Let us feast together. Let us look into the eyes of one another. That's why I wanted to see their faces. That's why we want to get together on a Sunday and a Wednesday, is to look at the people that love His appearing. There's nothing better. There's nothing greater. It's the only thing, praise God, that really does please His heart to the fullest. Are we going fully after Him today? My goodness. But now notice, brothers and sisters, where they went. They didn't just go anywhere. They went to Bethlehem. Bethlehem's always a good place to go. You know what Bethlehem is? It's the house of bread. It's the house of bread. Wonderful place. And again, I say thanks be to God, because the simplicity that's in Christ Jesus, it's never changed. If we really want to hear and see the things told by God, get into the house of bread. Amen. And God has provided us a house of bread. God has given us so sweetly a place that we can come together. And yes, we're here today in the house of bread. It is nothing that man has provided. This is nothing that man has prepared. God gives the manna. He sends the manna. And I'm so thankful for a sweet brother in Christ. He said, you know what, brother? Just go out and get the manna for today. Because tomorrow, that manna is not going to be for then. He'll have another fresh batch for you tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, God is good. Oh, is He good. And this is the greatest thanks, brothers and sisters, that we could ever give to God. You, think of this today. You have responded by grace, through faith, to come into the house of bread. Those things that He had put in your heart, you've come here, believe it or not, to see and to hear those things that He told you. That's why we're here today. Nothing else. I'm here to find more out about the things that He's put in my heart. That's why He brings us into the Word. That's why the Spirit's there, brothers and sisters. That's why the Spirit is here today. To take the things of Christ and make them ours. To show them unto you. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. The moment that you gave your heart to God, He gave it all to you. And yes, you will hear this over and over. Because God has put a desire in my heart that you have His best. And you'll never have His best until you see what He's given you in His Son. Praise God, that little baby that came. I am. I am was there. Hallelujah. And I am grew up. Praise the Lord. And I am was ready to be offered. And freely gave Himself and died. Gave up the ghost. He had to give it up. He had to will Himself to die. In all things obedient to the Father. For you. And you and you and you and you and you and you. And what a wonderful story. But you know what? It didn't end there. It was all finished there. It was all completed there. But it was just the beginning for us. The Spirit was on the wing. God the Spirit sent to enter into the heart of man. He's been with you and He shall be in you. Many things I wanted to say unto you. Many intimate things that I'd love to share with you. Could you imagine Him talking to those disciples and how much love He had for them? John laid his head upon his breast. He touched and feel the Word of God. And yet Jesus Christ was right there with him so intimately. He said, no, I have to be patient. Because this is the will of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is going to come. And He's going to take all the things. Every bit of it. And He's going to show them unto you. You know, I was just thinking how, you know, from last Sunday, brothers and sisters, how amazing. It was beyond science, beyond anything, that Mary could even conceive, because she had not known a man. An absolute miracle. Only God could do that. And then the seed that He put in Mary, the Son of God, that just went to a whole different stratosphere, universe, whatever you want to call it. But what a miracle. And you know it. But yet you're sitting here today, maybe, and you're still doubting that Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. And He wants it to be you. And all I can sit here and ask you is, why would that be hard for God? Come on. Is anything hard for God? How much of the Word of God, brothers and sisters, do we really want to believe? All of it. God, help my heart not to leave one part out. Help me want to apprehend completely You. Every Christian, by the grace of God, oh, they all want to go after the baby Jesus. How could you not? Embracing Him. And embracing the Lamb slain. Oh, how precious. You'll never be a Christian unless you embrace the Lamb slain. But how about embracing Him as the Lamb's wife? See, why stop? Huh? It just gets better and better and better and better. It's the greatest story ever told. No, not the birth. That the wife hath made herself ready. Oh, praise God. I got to hurry along. Now, do we see this in this text? They went to see the appearing of the Lord. They made haste. They dropped everything. And as wonderful as it was to think about going to see your Savior, as wonderful as it was to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, do you realize what He's calling us? To take haste, to come now, to be ready, to come see. Not the appearing of the Savior, but the appearing of the Bridegroom. That's the message, brothers and sisters. That's what's going on right now. This is what God is searching for the true worshiper that worships Him in spirit and in truth. Now we are in the house of bread today. We are in today's Bethlehem. And the Spirit, brothers and sisters, is dealing with each and every one of us. Spirit always does. And in this every moment, the Spirit is speaking and revealing the exceeding riches of grace in the Lamb of God. And you're sitting here, a potential shepherd this morning. Really? You know why? Because you're being preached the good tidings. You're being preached the gospel. And you're not just being preached the gospel by God's grace. You're being preached Paul's gospel. And let me tell you something. It's not just great joy now. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Is there a twinkle in our eye today for this? Come on now. Quit thinking about all that other stuff this morning. We got to be as them shepherds. It's time to glorify. It's time to praise. It is. Oh, it is. It's been too long for some. Come on now. Today is the day. I was speaking to a brother and I'm thankful that we can come together and pray. And I said, no, we're coming together just to praise the Lord. We're going to worship Him. That's all I want to do. I just want to worship Him. Let the Spirit give us utterance. Let Him speak the groanings that are in my heart. I don't even know what's there. I'm serious. That's how much He loves us, brothers and sisters. He'll tell you what to say. He'll bring it to you. That's how much I trust the Lord. I just get down. I'm not going to think about what to pray. God, just get it on in me. And I mean it. I want to praise You with everything that is within me. It's time to give it up. God, help us not to be wondering anymore. I'm going to wait a little bit for that. Wondering, brothers and sisters, is a heart that is slow to believe. Come on. It is. It's time to move now. It just is. See, you got to quit thinking. And you got to start believing. Listen to what these brothers did. They heard the word of God and they responded. What's so hard about that? I told you about that dear brother out there. I don't even know the town. It's so far out there. But it's back there in Missouri. And it really lived up to his name when I was out there and it was so cold. It was misery. There's a few that'll be listening. But there he was. And he told me how he came to know the Lord. He heard the word of God and he said, "Well, I need that." And Jesus came in. Amen. And then he kept hearing the word of God because he knew there was more. He knew there was more. It was just the beginning, that wonderful salvation. And you know the precious thing about this, brother? That is the same for these shepherds and the same for us if we're going to go on with the Lord and be ready for His appearing. I need that. God, You said it. It's so. You cannot lie. I need that. That's for me. It's got my name written right here. I'm reading about me all over this place. Oh God, You love me and You've invited me and You've called me and You told me to come boldly to You. You told me to believe You. You told me that even when I don't believe, You are faithful for Jesse. You never leave Jesse. You never forsake him. You abide faithful. That's what he does. Let him hit home today for you. And then you could ponder it, brothers and sisters. You could take it to heart. Boy, that's a good thing. But the word of God is spoken. And it's time to rise up. It's a time to arise. It's time to be the person that God has called you to be. The vessel. Adding to the usefulness of her husband. She reveres him. She glorifies him. She praises him. She magnifies him. She wears his name proudly. She says, "Oh, hallelujah, that's my husband. He's my soon coming bridegroom. I'm a readied wife, all because of the grace of God. I'm trusting in the faithfulness of God to prepare my heart. Not that I've apprehended, don't you go there. But I'm trusting by grace through faith, I'm going to apprehend him the moment that, hallelujah, I hit the sky." I'm telling you, he's coming so soon, it's wonderful. Now, brothers and sisters, this is glory that He puts in our heart. And if you think that we're not in the end times, God help you. There is war and rumor of war everywhere. You can say, "Oh, it's already been there." Oh, no. Not like it is today. Oh, no. There's things that can make the elements melt almost in everybody's hand today. And it's just about ready to be unleashed. But at the same time, I hear these kooky ones crying peace and safety. You should go, You don't need to go, You need to say, "That's right. Jesus is coming." And then what about the love of many waxing cold? And brothers and sisters, that's really getting to the heart of Christianity today. Where's the fervent love? Come on now. God help us. If I never preach another sermon, I pray that it would go forth. I pray that it would go forth. The fervent love of God. Don't let it wax cold. Don't leave your first love. God help you. Don't do it. Draw me, Lord. Draw me. And then what about the false prophets, the grievous wolves that have come in here to scatter the sheep? Oh, my goodness. The signs of His appearing. It's in the air, isn't it? Yeah, it's all over the place. Just as those signs of His appearing was in the air and all over the place then. And you can say, "Well, the angel of the Lord didn't speak to me." The angel of the Lord has spoken to you. And you're so without excuse. Do you realize the volume that we have? all the love of God. Oh, God, these people need lunch. I got to watch out. Now, I got to thinking about this as well, too. Now, those brothers and sisters in the Old Testament, they waited for this time, didn't they? Huh? And think about all those altars that God encouraged their heart to prepare. Huh? 4,000 years worth. Yeah, that's how long they waited for the birth. From the, at least the first one I really read about there with sweet old Abel. They're looking for the lamb. The signs are here, brothers and sisters. It's been about half that time, hasn't it? About 2,000 years? Yeah. Help us not to grow weary in well-doing. We've had a lot of wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord that have yielded to God that He's prepared the meal through. Yeah. That we look back and know that that sacrifice has been made once and for all. Amen. But we come together to not build the altar. We come down to kneel before the altar. And to praise Him. And to thank Him. And to glory in Him. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, as much as we could ever want to see Him, I hope today as you leave here, He wants to see you more than you could ever imagine. But I'm going to ask you this. How are we going to leave here this morning? That's the question. Now, we've gotten a little bit excited about things. I think there's been a strumming across some hearts this morning. But what are we going to really take out of here this morning? Will we leave here wondering and pondering? Or are we going to leave here glorifying and praising Him for all the things? Do you know to glorify means to boast? I'm just going to tell you, that's what it means. It means to boast. It means to take pride in. It means that it's the greatest treasure there could ever be. Is the greatest treasure there could ever be the things which He's told you? You know it is. I don't believe there's a heart here that would even doubt that. So it's time not to wander and ponder anymore. It's time to make the move. It's time to praise Him. One translation is, I'll let you go here, of the shepherd is to rule as kings. Listen. It means to rule as kings. And these brothers believed it. Yeah. They took heed. They went now. And they beheld the appearing of the Lord. He's coming again. And the king are preparing for His coming. The kings are preparing for His coming. The first beast was as a lion. The king. You getting ready to rule and reign with Him? You getting ready to rule and reign with Him? His appearing draweth nigh. And pretty soon, we're going to be like Him. Let's just stand and worship the Lord. Come on. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Glory to Your name. Thank You, Lord. How You love us, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Honor, praise, all the things You do. Yes. The Lord of Lords and the I Am. Lord, I love You, 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 I love You. Oh, I love You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
bowed to you. Yes, Father, every head is bowed to you and you're looking upon your sons. Thank you that your only begotten brought many sons to glory. Hallelujah! Lord, let it be real in our hearts today. We're children of the King and we're growing up. Now, Lord, thank you for visiting us today. Thank you for bringing your people here today. Thank you for, again, your great love here today. Lord, just take these things which we have seen and heard and let us begin to glorify. Let us begin to praise you. Lord, these are the things that please the Father. You're not looking for what we could bring because that is refuge. God, let us bring the Lamb. As the Lamb came that sweet night as a baby, let us just rejoice in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have a song.